mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
Got a phone call just as you keyed up. Let me take care of it and I'll reach out to you. KO4HKX, clear for now. 4PXB, KO4HKX.
KO4PXB.
Sorry about that. Right as I let go of the PTT, my phone started ringing.
Really understand. Hope that was for some money incoming for you.
Nah, it's one of the other distributors.
Want you to spend money on their stuff.
Nah, he's just needing some help with a question he had. So he's one of our newer guys.
It's always good to have friends that'll help you out when there's a question instead of leaving people in the dark.
Pretty good about that up here in the upstate. There's one or two of us that no matter what, they're not going to help anybody.
It is a shame. Sales is a very cutthroat business, so you're right. Some people just not going to risk cutting their own throat by helping somebody else get a sale.
In competition with each other, not supposed to be, but we got one or two of those, the same ones, that they don't understand that you stay on your side of the line, I'll stay on mine.
Definitely true, and a lot of times it's a lot less brutal when you have people that work on, they get a salary plus commission, then it's a little bit less cutthroat.
Franchises, we all own our own business, but you've got a protected territory and you're not supposed to cross that.
What's the repercussions for doing so?
Maco's got things that they can do. Ultimately, they can pull your franchise, and I've never seen them do that. But they have come down and made you pay the profit to the other distributor if you can prove it.
Yeah, that definitely would hurt.
Denied. We have our own financing for toolboxes and bigger purchases. They'll deny you access to it for, 30 days, 90 days, that kind of stuff.
Good that they have some kind of checks and balances in place to try to keep it honest.
Then, just like anywhere else, proving it, because you basically got to catch them in the act to be able to do it. Because your customer, believe it or not, are not loyal to you at all. It's all about where I can get the cheapest product, and they don't care about what rules they break.
There has to be loyalty between people that are doing sales within that, because you're right. The customer, they're not going to be loyal to anybody as long as they can get the product cheaper and faster.
Seems like all anybody worries about anymore is how cheap they can get something. They don't worry about quality. They don't worry about service. That's all thrown out the door. So it just, you got to find the people that value that still, and that's the ones you take care of, and the other ones you just kind of have to deal with them.
It's definitely true. That's why when I do a lot of stuff through the woodworking that I make, it takes longer, but it's definitely built with quality. And most of the stuff I build, if I know it has to be done with, it's going to hold a lot of weight, I'll use the Amish dowels, and that'll definitely hold up to pretty much anything.
Anything like that, but I've done some research around old-fashioned barn raising and how they put the dowel pins in and that kind of stuff. And that stuff, man, if it's done right, will outlast anything that's built today.
Yep, it most definitely will. I just, probably about a week and a half ago, I finished an Amish bed for a young kid that was severely overweight, and the people that wanted it actually paid to have it shipped to California, but it had all the, there was no screws in it whatsoever. It was all the Amish dowels, and it's all interlocked together that way, and it'll hold about 750 pounds.
But yeah, it's amazing what you can do with those wooden dowels and locking it together that way. Because the wood swells at the same rate and doesn't loosen up.
Like I said, on the wooden, you just make the wooden dowel hole and you just pretty much get that square peg that's larger than that one, and you drive it in there, and it puts sealer on the inside of that, and then just put the wood putty over the top of that, and it pretty much will definitely seal itself in there.
Have you done woodworking like that? That's pretty interesting.
Doing that as a relaxing measure for probably 5 or 6 years, and I still have all my fingers.
Your own spindles and all that stuff?
Yeah, I definitely have all that. Most of the time, if I'm using the stuff, I got to set it out in the yard because I got to clean out my garage and stuff like that.
I found that pretty interesting, and always been fascinated by that, but I've never tried it in any kind of fashion. My grandfather used to make some wood and stuff, and he made my son's bassinet when he was born, so I have that to pass on as a family heirloom.
My daughter that I adopted, I made her a bassinet and a little rocking crib for the twins when she was, when they were being born, so that way she has that and that she'll pass down.
Better than anything you can go buy. That stuff like that that's made with love and care and handcrafted.
Definitely, most certainly is. When her children that were once laying in the crib saw it as they got older and they wanted to use it as a play for their baby stuff, she said no, that she put it back up in the attic to keep it protected, because unfortunately, children, when they get that age and they get to the, you know, the rambunctious stage, they'll definitely tear things up in a hurry.
I'm kidding about that. They could tear up a steel anvil at that age. But Lord, I am getting ready, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3 on this one. Good to talk to you today. You be safe on the rest of your trip on home. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your file. 7-3.
Patrick, you also be careful. Said I know sometimes that you can probably get in bad traffic just like anything else, but please be careful, and until I talk with you again.
B4 CBA Mobile.
KO4 CBA, KO4 PXB.
For PXB, this is KB4 CBA. How you doing today?
Doing good. Hasn't been major incidents on the 85 yet, so it's going good, and work day went great, so it was definitely a good Monday.
I'm headed to the sports club again. I played tennis this morning at 9 o'clock, and playing again at 5:30.
I was out running in this cool weather this morning, so my Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays are my run day. So that's pretty much what I do for my exercise, at least in the mornings. And then during the evening time, during commercials, I'll get off the couch and do push-ups, sit-ups, and do some kind of exercise till my show comes back on.
I remember you mentioning that. That is so smart. And, and that way you don't have to sit there and look at the stupid commercials, because, I mean, you've already seen them 1,000 times anyway. And this one reason I watch a lot of shows on Paramount, because there's no commercials. And so I enjoy watching Paramount.
the Yellowstone series on yesterday?
I've not watched the Yellowstone series. I'm actually doing a Blue Bloods marathon. I've seen them all, but, I'm just about done, but I'll probably finish them up in one day this week. I'll have to start something else.
There's always good shows and bad shows to watch. Just sometimes you have to take time to find the good ones.
I was just trying to think. I can't think of the names of some of them, but there's a couple that only went for like two or three seasons. But they were pretty good, and I can't think of the name of it. This one was about a guy that was a forest ranger in Alaska, or up in that area, and it was real good. Seems like it was Joe Pickett. Maybe that may be another show, but anyway. But I really enjoyed that, and had a good storyline to it. But we're watching some space thing now. I can't think of the name of it. And it's rather interesting.
Space show you'll probably want to watch is called The 100. That was actually a very good show.
This one's good, and it's believable. I mean, it's not like, Star Trek was, when it came out. That they could do stuff that we still can't do. We did get the sliding doors, however, from Star Trek. But anyway, haven't quite gotten the beaming, the transporter working. But, this one is set in the 90s, the 1990s, and Russia beat us to the moon, and we're trying to get to Mars, and there's two companies competing with NASA to get to Mars, and they're putting their own team and their own spacecraft together and launching to Mars. So it's really interesting.
It sounds like it. I think it was on TV there for a while. It was called The Highlander, and then it ended up on Netflix. That was a very good show.
Found it, and and we watched several shows like that just made it two or three seasons and got canceled, and so it's been interesting.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. All the good shows, or what we think is good shows, doesn't make it very long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there I don't care to watch, so. And I really can't watch the news because I just get bent out of shape. I watch the weather forecast. Oh man, that's about the only news I watch. But anyway, and my HF antenna fell down. Part of it fell down, and the choke, and so I've got one on order. It won't be here until the 30th, I think. And if then, and so I've got the choke bypassed. And it works, but not near as well as it should. Yeah, it does when the choke's hooked up to it.
Yeah, that's something I'm writing right now, just kind of looking and trying to get something for a better home station than the handheld that I'm using. I'm using a Baofeng inside my house, just hooked up to it. An antenna that I've got hanging on the blinds in my den, and I just turn it on in the evening, and I get onto the net during the 9 o'clock on the same frequency, and pretty much use that. And so I'm trying to find something that's going to be versatile for all frequencies when I upgrade my license and stuff.
HF rigs out there that they go to 2 meters, have 2 and 6 meters, and then 10 through 160, and my 7300 goes from 6 meters to 160, and so anyway. The only problem is my antenna only goes from 6 to 80 meters. It doesn't do 160 because it's the short version of the Wyndham, the 135-foot Wyndham, and you need the 200-and-something-foot Wyndham to get 160.
And that's another reason I probably won't even have to, not even going to be able to worry about getting an HT rig like that or a high frequency rig like that, because in the HOA I'm never going to be able to get an antenna that high to be able to talk that far out.
You got some trees, you can put up a dipole. I mean, you know, they'll never see it. That's what I'm doing. I've got a, that Wyndham. Is up in the trees, and you can't even see it. Heck, I can't even find it. The only part you can see is the transmission line that, you know, going up from the ground, and so, and all that, all this is in the backyard, so nobody ever goes back there, so they're never gonna see it.
How tall is the tree in the backyard that it's in?
There's four of them in a row, and I guess they're about 50 feet tall. Now, it's not in the top of the tree, so it's about halfway up. It's probably about 35 feet up, and I've talked into Russia on sideband with it, so not a bad antenna, and I've talked into Canada and South America, so and on FT8 and FT4, gotten Australia and Japan and it does a great job. It really does.
How far does the coax run from the base of the tree and to the unit itself?
It has the feed line screws into a choke. The PL259. And screws into the bottom of the choke, and it hangs. And then there's a 21-foot section of It's like RG58 coax, and that screws into a balun at the top of the antenna, and so that's the only visible part, really. It's fed, it's off center fed, so it's it's fed, depending on which way you look at it, a third of the way into the one side of the antenna. And I don't know if I'm describing it in such a way that you can imagine it. So, but there's really not. I painted the balun and the choke black. They were white, so I painted them, flat black, and that helps give them a stealthy look. And so the biggest cable I've got is the feed line. I use the the RG. Well, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's the big, the big cable, like RG8, but it's got the solid copper center, and it's an excellent low loss, feed line.
How far out are your grounding rods? If
have any. Well, listen, I gotta run. I got about 10 minutes here, a little over 10, but I still got several things I have to do here at the club before I can hit the court. So, but we will talk about it later. You can look up Carolina Wyndham, just Google it, and it'll show you and tell you all about it.
I do that when I get some slow down time this evening. I'll definitely look at it. I appreciate the information.
Safe going down the road, and especially on 85. And I want to get out here and see if I can sweat a little bit. 73 is KP4 CBA.